On the show today, we have Stickley on Security's very own Jim Stickley talking about the perils of domain spoofing for credit unions, courtesy of Best Innovation Group's digital town hall they hold every week, so check it out. Hey, before we get on with today's episode, I want to let you know about Q Mutual Group's upcoming 2020 Discovery Conference coming up actually on August 13th. This free online conference is designed to help boost your strategic planning with timely information, innovative ideas, and key insights. So don't miss this opportunity to attend. Click on the banner below the show notes to register, and I'll see you there. Now on with the show. And you recently produced a video on domain spoofing, Jim. And so can you tell us what exactly is domain spoofing and why is it so important to us right now? What's going on here?
Yeah, domain spoofing is really hot right now. That's become kind of the new hip thing for criminals, kind of. So domain spoofing is basically, you have your domain names, you know, whatever it is, you know, xyz.com.
Right.
Criminals are going out and they basically are spoofing your domain. They're acquiring domains that look either just like your domain, which is a lookalike domain. And that's where they buy things like, let's say you have an O in your domain, they'll buy the zero to replace the O. Or if you have an I in your domain, they'll put an L. Mm-hmm. So they basically are trying to buy domains that look very similar. And then the other one is the mistyped domains. And there's literally hundreds that could be out there. So they buy these domains that are just one character off. And all of that falls under this domain spoofing category. And the idea is, if I can get domains that look like yours or are similar to yours in some way, I can then use those domains against your organization. And we're seeing a huge increase. I mean, this has gone from where it's been around forever, but suddenly I think that it's become like in fashion right now. So the criminals, you know, everything kind of has its cycles. And this one's become popular because they can use it for so many different types of attack.
My gosh. And so can you give us some examples of what some criminals have, some spoofed domains out there?
Sure. I mean, the main ones are, let's say that I want to do a spear phishing campaign against your members. So you got your credit union, I want to do a spear phishing campaign. Well, the things that I have to make sure is I need people to believe this email is real. The easiest way to do that is to send it from a domain name that either looks exactly like your domain name or is just one character off from your real domain name. So when a person receives the email, it comes from, you know, somebody at your organization, supposedly, with their email address will look real because it's that one character off. And it has a link in it. When they look at the link, even if they hover over it or whatever, make sure it's real. You know, a lot of people are told, make sure you look at the real link. People will miss those one character differences because especially the longer your domain is, the more chances you have that people are going to really miss it. You know, if your domain is only three characters long, you're probably going to do all right. Yeah. Your domain is several characters long, basically, you know, five, six, seven, go up from there. It gets harder and harder for people to notice that one little difference. And so that's a huge one. And criminals, you know, are thriving on this. And then the other one is obviously the typo squatting. And the typo squatting is just mistyping. And so people don't realize how many times you mistype when you're browsing on the internet. You start to type in a domain that you go to all the time. If you mistype it by one character, generally it'll just come up with an error message and say, hey, you screwed up. But if criminals have bought that one character difference, then suddenly you're in trouble. And in fact, you can try this one. Any credit union can try this. Type in www.whatever your credit domain name is, you know, whatever.org, right? Don't put a period though. Just type in your domain name, www.yourdomainname.org. I will bet at least half the people on right now, their domains have already been purchased for www and someone's squatting on it. And the thing is, like, you don't know what they're going to do. So one of the trends right now is that criminals will buy the domain and then they'll park it because there's a lot of software out there now that's designed to look for suspicious domains. It's included embedded into browsers and stuff. So what criminals realize is if I buy it today, if I try to use it today, odds are it's going to get red flagged and it's not going to be very successful. So what they'll do is they'll park it and they'll put it like, so it's got like an ad, like, you know, one of those ones where it lists like several links inside of it, those types of things. And they'll just park it for 6 months and walk away. So now it basically is establishing credibility over time and it just sits there. And then whenever they're finally ready to use it for their attack, they just, now it's been around, it's been proven to be a legitimate domain, and then they can go and launch whatever their attack is they're going to do with it. And like I said, the www one's really popular because so many people type www, miss the dot, and then the rest of the domain.com or .org, and now they're ending up at this site. And so if it turns out that they're spoofing your website, suddenly they'll look exactly the same. Your member's never going to know the difference. They're going to enter in their logins, passwords, whatever they want to try to rip them off for. And so it's really, really simple for criminals to do it and very, very popular.
Yeah, that was my next question. Is like, how prevalent is this? I would think it's extremely. It sounds so easy to do.
So we deal with this a lot. So we have a ton of customers that we manage their sites, and part of what we're doing when we're managing doing this is we're already going through and we're looking to see what's acquired. And generally, on average, for any credit union, it's a minimum of 5 have already been purchased. Generally, more. Wow. These just random ones. And the thing is, because it's the needle in the haystack. You know, there's, if you look at your keyboard, you think of all the different ways somebody could mistype a domain, there can literally be hundreds. And so, you know, a criminal just needs to have one or two out there, and then they just kind of sit back and wait. And it's not like you're going to know it's there until finally people start stumbling on it and somebody finally notifies you. And oftentimes, the people don't even realize they fell victim this way. They'll go to the website, they'll do whatever, and then that website will ultimately redirect them back to the real website. And the member never knows that they were on the malicious site. So those malicious sites can linger for months, if not years, before somebody finally catches on that this site is a duplicate of their site. And it's not going to get picked up. A lot of people go, oh, well, eventually it'll show up in Google or it'll show up in something. Well, it depends how they set it up. You can block stuff from being showing up in the search engines. You can block spiders and everything else. So it doesn't have to show up anywhere else. It's just one of these things that's just sitting out there, kind of a landmine waiting for someone to step on it.
So what can happen to a credit union in this case? Do they set up like a mirrored site or something like that and then get all your information? Or
So there's a few different things that they'll do. So obviously if they're doing spear phishing, you know, we talked about all the different phishing types of attacks that can be going on with these, and it's unlimited. I can pretend to be the credit union, do whatever I need to that way. With the mirrored sites, the easiest thing to do is put on the page where they have the login. So the person clicks, I want to log in. It says, okay, great. They'll either do man-in-the-middle attacks where you type in your login and password. It automatically passes through to a third party, the criminal somewhere else. They take that and they push it through to the real site. And then when the real site sends a challenge or whatever, they'll then tell the person they've got the challenge. And if it's on-screen challenge, the person will type it in. If it's text message, you can still have it be set up to where you can tell them, okay, tell me the validation code on this page. So they type it in there, you get that now, and you type it in on the real site. As far as the person knows, they're logging into the legitimate site, and in reality, somebody's logging into the other site. And then when they're logged in, you just give them a message like, please hold for a moment, and then they kind of sit and wait and wait. You do all the damage you want, and then you give them a message saying, we apologize for this inconvenience. Online banking is currently offline. It'll be back in 24 hours. And that gives you 24 hours to wire transfer or do whatever you need to do to try to crash their account.
Goodness. So what can credit unions do in this case? Obviously, go out there and search for all these external, extraneous websites. I know you guys do some stuff in this area too, but what can they do?
So that's the thing. So it's one of those things that you have a choice. You can use our service. We have a service called Domain Assure, and I'll explain that if you want. But or you can do it yourself. And if you do it yourself, this is absolutely something you can do. It's just, I'm not sure why you would when you can use our service and it's really inexpensive. You basically go up and you figure out all the domains that could be used against you. And you kind of, you know, we've created our own algorithm, so we already know it all. But basically you buy them. You buy every one of those domains so that way someone else can't. And I know immediately you're thinking in your head, okay, there could literally be several hundred of these that you'd have to buy. That seems absurd to go out and do that amount of work. And I totally agree. And that's why we created the service, is because we had customers that we were looking at that we were dealing with and trying to help them do takedown services and take the stuff down where they're under attack. And it finally dawned on me that no one's going to go out and do all that work and then maintain it year after year and having to redirect and do all that. So I was like, screw it. Let's just create something. And it was designed where, again, we aren't going to get rich off this service, but it was designed to basically make it easy. You provide your domain to us. Right. Once you give us that one domain, our solution automatically goes out. It acquires the hundreds of domains, automatically redirects them to wherever you want it to go. So you can say, I want, you know, these domains to go to this specific page and these other ones to go here or however you want to do. And it basically locks it down. And then we put monitoring on top of that so that now if people acquire domains that aren't these random ones here, but maybe they buy a domain where it's your domain name hyphen updates or hyphen special account or whatever, we monitor for all of that on a daily basis so we can warn you if those types of things pop up as well. So my philosophy simply comes down to that monitoring is great, and I think you should do monitoring. Like I said, that's part of the service that we do, but it's too little too late on these main things. If somebody's out there and they're actively sitting on one of your domains and they're actively attacking your members, by the time you find out, it used to be takedown services were very, very fast. But now, I mean, we deal with it all the time. Takedowns can take several weeks now because it's not all managed the way it used to be. Once the United States gave up control of how all of domains are being managed, we basically gave up control to having the ability just to shut them down very fast. So now if a criminal has a domain and they're in China or they're some third world country or something, and you want to try to get that domain taken down, it can literally take weeks, and during which time that site's just out there just blasting away at your members and there's nothing you can do but just watch it happening.
What a nightmare.
Yeah, it's
you have crazy. Is there a Kraton out there using it? I mean,
oh my god, we have a truckload.
Oh cool.
Of course, well, I'm gonna drop like Numerica. Go to Numerica Kraton, what is that, numericacu.org. Go to their domain, okay, and try to mistype their domain. Try to mistype by any character. Doesn't matter how much, you know, whatever you do. So if you type in Numerica and you type in NU instead of hitting a U, you hit a Y for U. And then the rest of numerica.com, you spell correctly with our numericacu.com, I think is theirs. You'll still end up at Numerica's website.
And it's, I think, because Kevin's working on it right now. I think he's checking it out right now.
There you go. We have a lot that are doing this now because, again, it's extremely inexpensive and it makes sense. And I'm one of those people that I'm a big fan of. If you can do it yourself, by all means, you know, don't pay for what you can do yourself. But at the same time, if you're thinking like, oh, I'm going to do that, I'll take care of it, and 2 weeks from now you still haven't done it, odds are 2 weeks later you're still not going to have done it because it is a lot of work and a big pain. And if you're ultimately not going to do it yourself and go through all the work, at least check into our service because it is really inexpensive. And generally speaking, it's going to be probably less expensive than you just doing it yourself. Yeah. And plus we get good rates on all of our domains when we're acquiring them and locking them down.
Yeah, we have some folks in the chat that are asking for more information. So where can we find out more information?
Oh, just the simplest, go to my domain assured, domainassure.com. That'll take you straight over to the Stickland Security website, but right to the Domain Assure page.
Okay.
And you can see it there. And you can schedule demos to see it live. And Rick does webinars and stuff on it all the time. But it's really slick and it's really simple. And it's one of those things that I just go like, I can't imagine any company. And we don't just do credit unions. We do companies nationwide. All sorts of very large companies use our service because it just makes sense. Why would you let somebody else do it? Sometimes people go, oh, well, we were looking and we can't find anybody sitting on it right now, so we feel pretty good. And I go, well, just because they're not doing it today doesn't mean that they're not going to do it tomorrow. And why wouldn't you acquire them and get them before somebody else does? Because once somebody buys that domain, you're never getting it back. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem. So if they're not on you yet, that's the time to strike before they get on your domain. So
yeah, because I mean.